You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Earlier this month, New Zealand Navy ship the Manawanui ran aground, caught fire and sank off the coast of Samoa. The Defence Force says there has been no oil contamination into the reef the boat sank in, but Samoan authorities say 200,000 litres of diesel has leaked from the boat, with locals also concerned about the environmental impacts of the ship sinking. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the ACT Party's Simon Court about the government's response to the incident. We also talk about the government scrapping $30 million from the Te Aho o Te Reo Māori language program for teachers, which Education Minister Erica Standford said was cut to fund more maths education instead. And finally, we discussed a treaty principles debate between David Seymour and Ngāti Toa leader Helmut Mudlik, in which Seymour claims Māori ceded sovereignty. But I started off by asking Court about the Manawanui sinking. Does the ACT Party feel confident in the government's response to the Manawanui sinking thus far?
Well, the public deserves to have accountability for the events around the sinking, and that's what the government's Court of Inquiry process is going to deliver. And we're interested in seeing those findings and what they tell us about defence, about the events of that day. And we're also interested if the sinking was a result of underinvestment in this type of equipment and personnel and training. But the challenge is going to be delivering maximum transparency while withholding any details that might expose our defence force or our capability, which would be a national security risk. So I'm sure that the Minister of Defence will have those things in mind when she receives the report back from the Court of Inquiry.
Yeah, David Seymour has said that he's extremely keen for this report to be made as transparent and public as possible. Do you think the government is going to succeed in doing that? Do you have confidence in that?
David is a senior cabinet minister, and I'm sure his influence will be weighted accordingly. It's important that the public has confidence. This is the first peacetime loss of a vessel since World War II. And good planning and good luck, all the crew got off with their lives, and we need to understand what happened. So transparency is very important, but we don't want to compromise our national security by giving away things that are a risk. So it's important to balance those things.
Moving away from that side of it, in terms of environmental impacts, does the party hold any concerns about the impacts that will occur as a result of this, and do you think the government is doing enough to address those?
Well, I certainly do. I've been to Samoa a number of times, including stay on that coast, and I've been out near that reef, and it's pristine in many places, although it was severely damaged by the 2009 tsunami. It's come back really well. I think Defence is doing everything they can, and certainly seeing some of the drone footage and some of the footage from divers, it shows that there appears to be minimal risk at the moment. But of course, any marine salvage operation has its own complications, particularly in an area that is so exposed to major swells and storms and so on. I expect Defence to be pulling every lever to deal with the environmental risks.
The government has scrapped $30 million from the Te Ahu o Te Reo Māori language program for teachers. More than 70% of teachers who participated in the program say it supported their ability to apply tikanga and te reo in the classroom. An independent report commissioned by the Ministry of Education saw the benefits of it and said that it was providing language acquisition opportunities for the education workforce. Erica Standford has said that it was scrapped to help fund maths education. Do you think the government is valuing maths above teaching te reo?
Yes, because we're facing a reality where we have to make trade-offs. Funding is scarce. The last government borrowed $100 billion. We're paying about $8.5 billion in interest cost on that alone. So every dollar counts, and taking $30 million from a program which primarily benefits teachers, right, and putting that into a teacher training for maths teaching, which will benefit students. Mathematics is a universal language. New Zealand kids are underperforming on maths, and Māori kids disproportionately so. And so it makes total sense to say, look, we value mathematics teaching more highly than teachers learning how to speak and teach tikanga.
Does the government value teaching tikanga and te reo in schools as a whole?
Well, it has its place, but young people deserve a greater chance to succeed in the world and find high-paying jobs, and they'll get that through having better maths education and better outcomes, which they won't through learning about tikanga. So it's just important to keep this in mind. We have to make trade-offs about how we use our time and how we use our budget, and putting the funding into the thing that moves the dial further, particularly for children and young people whose maths achievement has not been good, and you know, training teachers how to deliver the maths curriculum and bring those young people up to standard is absolutely vital if they're going to succeed in life.
Does the government have any plans to replace the Te Aho Te Reo Māori program with an alternative, something cheaper perhaps?
Well, there's lots of resources out there for people to learn languages, including Te Reo Māori, without the taxpayer having to fund it, and particularly when we need that funding elsewhere. So I'm not aware of any program or plans to replace it, no.
Last week, David Seymour went head-to-head with Helmut Modlik in a treaty principles debate. In the debate, the idea of ceding sovereignty and surrendering mana came up. Helmut says that the idea that Māori surrendered their mana is preposterous, but Seymour argued that Māori did that and ceded sovereignty. What basis or evidence does David Seymour have to claim that Māori did cede sovereignty?
Well, there's quite a bit. But before we get into that, I just want to acknowledge Helmut and David, and that they showed that you can have a respectful debate around the treaty principles and Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And I really hope people get on board with that, because we've heard from so many that, oh, you can't have this debate, it's too divisive. Well, clearly you can. There's two very intelligent people articulating their views. But when it comes to this concept of not ceding sovereignty, I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of these people on Instagram claiming that they've never ceded sovereignty to the government and that the police officer has no right to demand their driving license because they're sovereign citizens. I mean, it's a really cooker argument. Let's be clear. There is only one sovereign. The Treaty of Waitangi makes it very clear that the chiefs who signed it knew they were giving up sovereignty to Queen Victoria and the Crown. There's no argument about that. And there's certainly no examples of any nation in the world which has two different passports, two different types of citizenship for people who live in one country, and that's based on their ancestry or their ethnicity somehow. It's batshit stuff. And it has no. It really shows that the people arguing against the Treaty Principles Bill do not have a credible argument when it comes to matters like, you know, does the crown have the right to govern?
And finally, at the conclusion of the debate, the online audience was polled on who they thought won. 54% voted for Helmut Modlik and 43% for David Seymour. Does the ACT Party accept that?
Well, public polling, as opposed to the working group's comments section, shows that about 2-1 favour having the debate and want some clarity on the treaty principles. So yeah, we'll take public polling any day over the working group's chat room. But look, it's clear, you know, there are people who do appreciate the chance to have the debate and to have it in a respectful way. And you know, we look forward to more of that.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Kaur on the Manawanui sinking, cuts to a Māori language teaching program, and the treaty principles debate between ACT leader David Seymour and Ngāti Toa leader Helmut Modlik.
That was Simon Kaur from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.